Hi everyone, how's it going? I'm Dan Clayton from Threat Success. I'm starting to do a few more videos outside of the kind of, tuition interview type stuff. Still doing that stuff, so thanks to those that tune in to watch that. I wanted to just dive a little bit outside of the normal things that I'm doing, kind of appreciate some of the artists and people that I really like listening to and have inspired me on my guitar journey so that you could hopefully learn and understand what that is for you. I wanted to dive into someone that I think really kind of has mastered tone over the years. And I don't mean that, well, you could say that they got to a point where they had perfected it and carried on and they've been, you know, one of those people that has fantastic guitar tone. Reflect also the fact that kind of Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits has always been able to pick the right tone for the right song and the right guitar being and the right amp. And I'm going to reflect on a few kind of live versions of songs on one of my favourite live albums, On the Night, which is one of the ones that kind of inspired me to kind of stick and focus on the guitar a bit more. You can watch a video, wherever the link is here somewhere, talking about my early days of guitar and how that kind of inspired me to do things. It's hard to really find where tone purely comes from, but there is a huge variety in the tone that comes from a guitar and the pickup, and definitely the amplifier plays a big part in that as well. Mark Knopfler kind of used not that many amps over the years, it's kind of documented to say. There's four, I think it's four main ones, five main ones, I think. But so there's the Fender Vibralux, which is that kind of classic kind of Fender spanky kind of tone that was really synonymous with him playing, you know, the really kind of early stuff and, you know, the version of Sultans of Swing that we all know and love. I believe he originally composed Sultans of Swing on like a acoustic guitar of some kind, the kind of steel guitar, but he bought a Strat and plugged it into the Vibralux, and basically what we now know today as Sultans of Swing is what was kind of born in essence of that, so we can thank him switching to a Strat. So he's really serving the song by having that, but I don't know whether he picked it, he just kind of went with it and thought that sounds cool. But you can kind of see that throughout history, Mark's always had iconic guitar tones for the iconic guitar riffs that he's played, which is really inspiring to see that he's not just picking one tone and sticking with it. The one person that comes to mind with that is, you know, amazing player, but Carlos Santana, very much a similar tone that he's had over the years, even when he switched to more of the PRS kind of stuff with his custom model. Even then, it was a very similar thing, and using Mesa Boogies and stuff, it's, you can definitely hear that that is a continuous thing to his playing, which, depending on your outlook and what your thoughts are, that, you know, could be that is sound. But I like the way that whenever Mark Knopfler plays, whatever amp it is, whatever guitar, it's always sounding like him somehow. The other one that's mentioned quite a lot is the Soldano SLO 100. Rabia does an amazing video on this amp, just to run through its bases, and I only listened to it very recently, and it's impressive. I mean, they're fucking expensive, but they are definitely worth what you pay for if it's going to be a professional amp. It's just amazing. The other one that was mentioned is a Music Man HD130. This one was definitely his primary amp for a long time when he was touring in Dire Straits, kind of in the late 70s. And Eric Clapton also used one of these as well and really enjoyed playing that. The other one is the Mesa Boogie Mark II, which was kind of, you know, similar sound to the JTM-45 and what was apparently used. There's some discrepancies, some people think this, some people think that, but either the JTM-45 or this Mesa Boogie was the one that Mark Knopfler used on the Brothers in Arms album, and then also for a stint doing tour and studio for the Love Over Gold album, and after that point. There was another amp that was mentioned, which is the Jim Kelly FACS, which was one that John Sir, you know, that makes Sir guitars, and actually made Mark a custom Pensa Sir. John Sir introduced him to those amps. And he actually used it for the Money for Nothing intro, is what is believed. And Brothers in Arms as well is mentioned in there, as the whole of it was apparently what John Sir said, but there's a little bit of contradiction. So I think the one he's most commonly known for using in later years is the Soldano one, which is probably the one that's linked to the On the Night record that came in like the early 90s, which is the one I'm going to delve more into, but we'll kind of flick back and forth between a few of these here to have a listen. So the one that comes to mind first to really hear that tone is the Brothers in Arms track. So this is a live version we'll play. So it starts with a little bit of a flute intro stuff. I won't play too much of it just for copyright reasons and don't want to get this video pulled down. So if you're not watching this video, it's because that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And just that tone is that edge of kind of, I know, it's like a saturated breakup, but it's not like dominating and like too noisy. It's not too overdriven. It's just that kind of nice where you're getting overtones when you want it. And when you pluck hard, you're getting that kind of nice kind of back noted. I don't know. It's like a honk almost. Definitely hear those single calls of the Sir kind of shining through as well. This is an awesome tone. I mean, Brothers in Arms is one of my favorite tracks and of theirs. And the way that he kind of has really kind of heartfelt lyrics around the kind of the army and that sort of stuff. And then complements that with weaving kind of guitar tones. It's quite amazing, really. And Mark is very much an advocate of the volume pedal as well, so you can kind of hear it when he kind of fades in. A beautiful kind of tone. The other one that kind of comes to mind is just flipping it completely the way around. I used the Telecaster for this one and flipping straight to the kind of country sound, which is the Walk of Life. One of the more, I don't know, poppier kind of cheesy songs that they did, I would say, in my mind. But you can just hear the kind of array of tones that Mark had just using his finger and thumb. So we'll play into the intro here, and it's the live version again, but you just listen out for Mark kind of digga 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 digga. And it's like that kind of compressed, tight sound, but it's not overly squashed. It still breathes and has like a donk kind of, it's almost like the low keys on the piano kind of going dong, dong. Incredible stuff. One song that we don't talk too much about in tone, but it's very synonymous with the track, is the Romeo and Juliet song when he's using the steel guitar, resonator guitar that he's got. If you've not seen this guitar, it's like a fully metal kind of steel body, really heavy. If you've not played one, it's like, if you think you've got a body heavy guitar, like they just, if you've got to watch it, because it might fall off your knee. It's that kind of sound that it sounds, it's complementing the piano in that intro piece. You kind of hear the similar motif. And then, but it's got like a banjo character to it, because it's got that kind of tight sound where you're getting a lot more of the string rather than too much of the body resonance, which is fantastic. But as soon as that chord comes in, like that whole dramatic intro and that sequence, and then as soon as the guitar comes in, you can kind of hear that it's that song. And it's just this open tune, kind of like lots of open strings, Mark just playing around with the very kind of hinting at chord movements and changes. And even though, like, you might think electric guitar when you think tone, like, it's fantastic that you can hear such unique character and personality in a guitar tone. It's just an acoustic guitar. So another one like that is the Private Investigations. There's an incredible kind of classical guitar tone. So this one's great. It's like a flamenco kind of run up and down and lots of spankling around guitar. Just have a listen. And the bass kind of brings everything in. And he's almost like spanking it in parts, but it still retains that tone. It's not like flapping too much, buzzing or anything. It's a classic kind of Mark Lowe kind of tone. And then as you get through this kind of paced up version, this isn't Mark playing, but just the contrast with the electric guitar that comes in at the end. It comes in, there's a lot of building up of guitars and synths, and the bass is still thumping along. I believe that's like a Strat. You can definitely hear it's got the honk of a Strat playing there. So that's Private Investigations. And then another one that's definitely worth mentioning that doesn't really get much kind of talk in life is the Heavy Fuel song that they do. The kind of, in this live version, Mark does like an awesome kind of squawky, overtoned, kind of pinch harmonic kind of intro bit, which is really worth listening to. It reminds me, Lynn, of the final one that we go through, which is a synonymous kind of Dire Straits riff, which is the Money for Nothing riff that he used. I think originally he did this with a Les Paul, but uses the Pentasur in this live version here. and hear the crowd go wild. He's just like one of those guitar riffs that, I don't know, one of the best. The synths kind of take over and reinforce the whole thing. So this is just one album of like hits, I guess, but like the amount of tone variation that's in Dire Straits music is quite incredible. And even now, I think he's relaxed and backed off a bit more. He's definitely more chilled out with his guitar playing and, you know, definitely going back to more of his inspiration kind of roots with more country stuff. He played a series with like Chet Atkins, and he's definitely slower paced with the way he kind of plays now, which is great. It's just cool. It's nice to just see him still playing, and he still pulls out Something to Swing still and Money for Nothing and all that sort of stuff that he keeps playing and really, you know, reflecting back on what he used to be like. So anyway, I just wanted to give a nod to Mark Knopfler as a very inspirational kind of guitar player, not in terms of just the way he plays and the tones that he has, but you can just tell that when you hear Mark Knopfler playing that it is him, no matter what guitar he's playing, what amplifier he's playing. You can tell just from his phrasing, is the way he's kind of playing stuff, and his manipulation of dynamics and the kind of overtones that he gets with the guitar just through his natural playing. Sometimes it's because of his fingers and the way he kind of flows with stuff, but I just wanted to give a nod to that and just appreciate that for a minute. So thanks for watching, and if you like this content, please let me know in the comments. If there's anything else you want kind of covering, any other styles or guitar players or anything you want me to go over, that I'm happy to hear in the comments, and let's have a chat. So thanks everyone, and take it easy.